I was one of the first on the Republican side of eight in Congress to endorse the president, spent many a days in the Oval Office and in the Roosevelt Room with the president and his team. I know he's committed to infrastructure. I know the administration's committed to infrastructure. And by putting out a proposal, at least he's willing to put it out there for public consumption and debate. But at the end of the day, we in Congress are going to have to fill in these buckets, if you would. And, you know, we in the Problem Solvers Caucus are looking at $1 trillion number. The president's looking at $1.5 trillion. I think we are going to be able to hit that target of the $1 trillion. Not sure about $1.5 trillion, but whatever we can do to reach the highest number possible. As a former mayor, I know that number is a realistic and reasonable amount that needs to occur to fix this problem. The real heart of the division that has blocked infrastructure from going forward is literally that $1 trillion question of how are you going to pay for it. You know, we can do some reforms, we can identify projects, we can identify ways to fund or to identify where the projects are going to go and how they're going to be completed in a more efficient manner. It's the pay for that has caused the issue. And a lot of folks, you know, their number one response, knee-jerk, simple answer is, well, we just raise the gas tax. I don't support increasing the gas tax, because even if you do, it's not going to be sufficient to get that user fee to the level to address that $1 trillion minimum mark we need. And I think there's new creative ways. You're looking at electric vehicles coming online. We referenced that in the package as a source of revenue that could be tapped into. You're looking at stretching public dollars with private equity-type models, leveraging private equity-type model to stretch the dollar as far as possible when it comes to what's available to do it, and also a recognition that it's going to take all players, local, state, federal, and private dollars to get to that $1 trillion mark going forward, and some new creative sources of revenue that maybe we haven't even thought about before. And with a new transportation model coming down the pipeline, for example, I put on your horizon for consideration things like spectrum space to control our driverless cars, to control and allow for the future transportation models that are very nearly around the corner in the future.